As we move into the last couple of weeks of session, a pretty big victory for folks in rural Missouri happened as we speak today.
It has been. It was a long night and took it up. And several months ago, the co-op asked co-ops, the state of Missouri, asked me to carry a bill that would allow them to expand broadband to their customers, to their members. And so we talked about it. They filed a bill in the House. It passed very easily over there. And then quite a bit was added to it. Came over here, and so it was a long night last night, but got it done. But it does allow co-ops the opportunity, should their members decide to do so, expand broadband to the rural areas. And that's really the only hope that these people are going to get. It's too expensive for CenturyLink or for AT&T or another service provider to do that last mile or two. There's just too few residents out in that rural area that I cover. And I've had a number of phone calls from people, Mike, why can't I get broadband? So I call the provider of the area. They say, well, to run that last mile, it's going to cost $50,000. If they run an underground, they're on rocky land, I can understand that. And maybe just service one or two people and charge $45 a month or $55. And so this is tremendously important. The co-ops have the utility poles. They have the people, great people that work for our co-ops, and the equipment to do so. And so they can provide this at a very, very cost. It started out originally that they just had power lines going across, and then they started connecting some of those with fiber to their substations where they could monitor their substations. And from there, they started getting requests for service. Show Me Power that supplies that to our co-ops does not do residential service, but that's how it all started. Some people got upset. One person got upset because he could not get service off the Show Me fiber optics, and then end up filing a lawsuit, and then it ended up gone to court a number of different times. Show Me Power's prevailed the two times. It's still waiting in court. First time, there's a $79 million judgment against Show Me, which that means Show Me customers, which that means co-op members have to pay. That higher court kicked it out, went back to lower court. Then she apparently was upset and went for a $131 million judgment, and then that got kicked out from the higher court, and now it's back to see. It's just waiting to see what's going to happen from there. So the trial lawyers, in my opinion, seen a gold mine sitting out there, and they started going to co-ops and said, hey, you can either pay us $500,000 million or whatever, or we're going to file suit against you because you did not have the right to put that fiber optics cable across us, even though it's in the same line oftentimes as the power line. And so that's how the whole thing started. So co-ops just stopped service because they weren't willing to get sued and couldn't put their members in that kind of jeopardy. So the bill's a huge win. We got it out that night, and then it went to the governor. So it's kind of unusual, but just today I had three bills go to the governor for a signature, and that's kind of unheard of to get three in one day, but just got lucky and happened to hit on it.
On the broadband bill, assuming it's signed and takes effect on August 28th, how soon do people start seeing the ability to have broadband?
Well, some co-ops had already initiated work, and they just stopped whenever this happened. They started getting threatened with a lawsuit. They just stopped. Some, I'm sure, will never intend to do so because they huge expense and where they get the money. Others, it's just going to be up to the members. You know, the members can go to their board, and then their board decide whether or not they want to take it on. One of the most successful is up in north central Missouri, actually right along this I-70, and they started their own and have been incredibly successful. They've got the third fastest broadband speed in the Midwest and a really, really low cost. Their customers, board members, are just tickled to death, and then the members of the co-op are so happy to have that kind of service. So it's available should they choose to take it on. This is just a vehicle, and they're not meant out there to compete with another provider, but other providers aren't willing to offer that service because they're in there to make money and they can't. And so for them to go out and take all that on is pretty tough for them to do. But I think there's seven of them right now that are doing so out of the 40, and others waiting in the wing to see if we can get this bill passed.